all again to Brooklyn. Hit the head right, take it in at night.
And then they flip that shit like this.
Okay. We live in a world where Death Stranding is out. At least in, New Zealand and such.
Shout out to Slick Rick on this too. Hey, Ricky, can't you see? Shout out to Vance Wright. I put Hoser NY onto DKNY. Miami, DC, prefer Versace. All Philly hoes, though it's Moschino. Every cutie with the booty for the Gucci. Now who the real dookie? Meaning who's really the shit? The niggas rock dick. Frank like pussy shit. Call the Lexus LS. Four and a half. Bulletproof glass tips if I want some ass. Going blast sweet stuff. Ass question black. That's how most of these so-called gangsters pack. A nigga rapping about drunks and broad. Menage a trois, sex and expensive cars. I still leave you on the papers. Condo paid for, no car payment. Black man arraignment, no for the plaintiff. Your daughter's tied up in the Brooklyn basement. Face it, not guilty, that's how I stay true. Richer than rich, so you niggas come and get caught.
The ref call in the match at the
DMX has no friends. Just wants to let you know. Wants to remind you.
This is kind of a celebration here, and I said, that'd be cool.
Let's
get into this. Let's just, let's go. Yeah, tell me about the early days of the net.
Advertising was done with either a plain text ad or a banner ad. Then along came pop-up ads, which became very popular.
What?
Whenever you visit a page that used a pop-up ad, an ad would suddenly appear in front of the web page after you were on the page for a certain amount of time.
That sounds popular.
3 to 7 seconds.
Yeah.
If you clicked on the ad, it would then take you to an offer where, more than likely, you would have an opportunity to purchase something.
Oh.
At first, the pop-up ads were very effective. But as the newness of pop-up ads wore off, so did their effectiveness. It wasn't long before people got tired of the annoying pop-up, and many pop-up blockers appeared on the market. Most internet browsers now come standard with pop-up blockers. Eventually, top online news agencies such as Fox News, FoxNews.com, soon realized that it was extremely effective for them to include a video clip with the text article of a news event. They found that more people were watching the video clips than reading the text news article. News websites were among the first to realize the value of adding video to
their
website.
The first pivot to video.
Other businesses soon followed the lead of news agencies as they realized people want to be entertained. Like I said earlier in this report, most people are lazy. They want to be entertained. They want to be spoon-fed. They want to be entertained when
they're
they watch television,
people.
When they go to the movies,
they're
when they
hell
surf
beasts.
The internet, and so on.
They can't think for themselves.
People even expect advertising to be entertaining.
They use Metacafe.
A banner advertisement has no chance at all against a good video advertisement. Not only will people prefer to see the video, but if it's good, then they're going to share it with their friends. They might even blog about it.
They might even blog about
it. Online businesses are using video.
I gotta blog about this video ad I saw.
Ways to attract new customers. If you truly want to move into the new age of video advertising, now is the time.
Fuck yeah.
Not only is it cheap, but you don't have to be an expert to make a decent video. If you already know how to add images to your website or blog, then you'll have no problem adding a video. Once you start adding videos to your website, you're going to be surprised by your increase in visitors' viewing time, and increased sales. This is especially true if the video is entertaining and grabs the viewer's attention.
Congratulations, you won. That's the only ad I want to see on the internet. I'm gonna blog about it.
say that really tell. I got the whole world at nothing. I think it's pretty swell. I got a door. They've been waiting there since a week before. But as for more, this is a lie.
She was far from in between time and northern mission.